It's a very exciting time of the year, right? The California Strawberry Festival is back. It's really everyone's festival, right?
I love it. And, yeah. And it's for everybody.
It kind of symbolizes what we do in California. You know, it's the agriculture and goes to so much of the world, right? The strawberries.
Yes.
We're a big strawberry growing place. And so California Strawberry Festival is coming up May 20th and the 21st, 10 to 6 p.m., 100.3 The Sound. We will be there. And we're joined by Lisa Carey, who represents the California Strawberry Festival.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, thanks for coming because you always have the details on the blissful berry treats and the contest.
Yes, it's lots of fun. I mean, it's 2 days jam-packed with everything between arts and crafts. There's over 200 exhibitors, and then we have gooey contests, and we have live entertainment on two festival stages. And, of course, the food is a main attraction.
Yeah.
We have over 50 food booths. And then there's rides in Strawberry Land and also a Strawberry Land Kids Theater and different attractions that are interactive throughout the 15 acres.
Right. With Strawberry Land for kids, there are puppet shows and things like that, entertainment specifically for the kids.
Right, yeah. Right. And we also have, which is fun, the parents really get into it, the Berry Best Dressed Baby Contest.
Yeah.
Try to say that fast three times. And kids are decked out in strawberry attire, infants up to 4 years of age, and they strut across the stage at the kids' theater, and all the kids get a medal for participating, and then we have prizes for the grand prize winner. And as a parent, I make sure that the parents have a prize too.
Yeah, because they put all the work in, right?
They're the ones that do everything.
Yes, and so there are prizes behind the contest, which is really nice. What about the hat contest?
Yes, we have prizes for that as well, and we encourage people. It's so fun to see them because as you're walking around the park, you'll see people decked out in these tremendous hats that would put the Kentucky Derby to shame.
Right.
And they get so creative. I just blown away at how cool they are. And they are in the Strawberry Promenade, which is a huge pavilion area. And we have cooking demonstrations and interactive things there. And then we clear the stage and they strut across the stage in the promenade.
Yeah, it's the Berry Best Hat Contest.
Yes,
right?
It's hilarious.
It's intricate. People get into it.
Oh, you would not believe some of the things they come up with. Big crates on their heads. I've seen one that had this huge brim that was like about 3 feet around. I don't know how she even balanced
it.
And then a big, huge berry on top.
Yeah.
Really unique things.
Yeah. We've got the contest with the prizes and then, man, when you walk around, you can get all kinds of chocolate dipped strawberries and deep fried strawberries and
chimichangas, yes, and strawberry nachos and all sorts of goodies.
So strawberry chimichangas. What are those exactly?
It's almost like a burrito, but it's fried and then it has strawberries on top.
That sounds really good.
And it's more of a dessert. It's not a savory thing.
Because there are some savory strawberry dishes.
Yes, and one of the great things we have in the Strawberry Promenade with our cooking demonstrations, we have, everything's the berry best, but the Berry Blast Off Recipe Contest. And on Saturday, we have two finalists that there'll be a semifinal the week before. We have five contestants that have already turned in their recipes. And then they're given an hour to prepare and present their strawberry dish for the judges. And the semifinalists, we have a risotto dish. We have tacos with beef and tacos with shrimp. We have a strawberry crumble bar. And then we have strawberry crepes. So it'll be an interesting mix of food to see which dish they choose from the semifinalists to make it to the final round.
Yes, because there's that whole contest. Yeah,
yes.
With the recipes. Mm-hmm. People submit their recipes.
Well, that's what I think is so fun about the festival because no matter what member of the family, there's something for that person. You know, you might want to have somebody learning about cooking and the health values of strawberries, and then the kids can go on the rides and the rock climbing wall and the bouncers, and an adventuresome adult might want to do the huge jump from the bungee jump.
Uh-huh.
And then you can go check out the concerts on the stages. And we've expanded the parkland, actually, by 50%. So
wow.
All of the stages are going to be out on the grassy area. So it'll be almost like picnicking. You can get your food and then sit in the grass and watch the concerts and get up and dance if you like. And it's going to be just lovely.
The concerts are really cool. You have Hollywood U2. It's a U2 tribute band.
Yes, they're fantastic. And also The Untouchables. Dirty Rice is a reggae band. They're awesome. Uh-huh. And Highway Star. We also have a Selena tribute and Dead Man's Party.
Yeah.
And Missing Persons. They're cool.
Mm-hmm, Missing Persons. Yeah, that's 80s, 90s.
Yeah, very fun.
Atomic Punk's The Van Halen Experience. Is that what they do?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Dead Man's Party is more like a Danny Elfman Oingo Boingo.
There are some great bands. So you can like camp out and have a picnic and watch. There are two stages, right?
Right. And they're both on the grass. Uh-huh. And then there's two food courts because we have over 50 food booths. So by moving the stages out onto the grassy area, it opens up the area for the eating. And then we have covered seating and it's a lot more open in the food courts. And then of course, it's lined all around the perimeter with over 200 arts and crafts booths. So you can grab your strawberry beer and your strawberry pizza and go watch a concert and then stroll along and just spend your whole day with us.
And people travel from far away to come to the California Strawberry Festival. And you make parking really easy because people can park and take the shuttle in.
Well, that's what we found. We are also very eco-friendly, and we won a Waste Watch Award because we instituted the shuttle service as well as a recycling program.
Oh.
And we've been doing the recycling since 2006, so we kind of set a precedent for events that in the industry, and we also had an educative element to that and with public service announcements. And then anybody that's a vendor at the festival, they have to recycle, and we have a special cleanup crew that goes around and gets their boxes and things like that from their booths each night. And then we also work with Food Share, and they come around and get any food that's left over that can be given to those less fortunate. So we've kind of really thought things through, and it's about being responsible.
Yeah,
really.
So there's all this conservation, and then there's the way that you help the community, the booths. There are booths there that go straight to nonprofits, right?
Yeah, I'm so glad you bring that up, Tina, because a lot of people don't realize, because as you're eating those amazing strawberry funnel cake or the strawberry pizza or the deep fried strawberries, take note of who's in the booth working, because I think it's really fun that you'll see students and their teachers or coaches or Soroptimus retirees or people all coming together, and they fundraise. So they receive 100% of their sales proceeds for their various organizations. And it's a wonderful way for them to work alongside each other and really do the best to fund their programs. For example, the funnel cake is with the Buena Vista Music Boosters Club.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to them. They're with the local high school, and they fundraise in one weekend what they make to fund their music program for the year. So where they can get uniforms for the kids. Uh-huh. They can go on competitive performances. They can get their instruments and fund everything. And this started with a PTA mom who came up with this recipe. Her kids, of course, since gone on from school and are probably in the workforce now, but the tradition carries on at the school. So it mentors along and it keeps the programs going when a lot of funding's cut for the arts.
That's right. That's a good example, perfect example of how funding comes to the schools through the festival. The Boy Scouts will be there, right? A bunch of different organizations.
Then what we do is after the proceeds come in from the gates, we set aside what is needed to put on the festival to keep the tradition going each year, because we really overtake the park. It starts like a week and a half early to set up everything, and then clean up after is another week. So there's a lot that goes into the production, and then all the other funds are put in grants, stipends, and we fund scholarships for children whose parents work in the fields.
Right.
So that is a criteria that has to be met. So we're helping future generations, and many of these kids, it's the first time that they've gone to college. They're smart because when the founders 34 years ago put this festival together, they said, what can we do that'll bring people together, celebrate the most prolific crop in Ventura County, and pay homage to the people that labor in the fields?
Yeah.
So all of the elements come together, and it's been a tradition. So it's over $4.5 million has gone back into these charitable organizations.
Amazing. It's getting close to 5 million.
Yes, it is. It is. Hopefully after this festival, it will.
So, you know, you're helping and having fun at the same time, basically.
And I think the cool thing about it also is there aren't too many venues where you can get high school kids working with their parents or their teachers.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's showing them the way to stay connected in their community, and also to fund a program that means something to them.
Yeah.
You know, they get it that way.
And so the California Strawberry Festival, to get there, it's the 101, right? You follow the signs.
Right. You can take Highway 1, too, and come in the back way if you like. Also, we've partnered with Amtrak. So if you want to make it an adventure, they have a kids ride free for the weekend just for our event. And it's on our website and under Getting There. And you can buy your ticket and kids can ride free for that weekend. And then we have shuttles that pick up at the Oxnard Transportation Center. So we make it easy.
Yeah, a lot of choices. So you don't have to go in and park yourself.
And the shuttles have direct access. So they're not in the traffic. You can wave to the people that want to spend $10 parking on site.
Yeah, so it's really quicker.
It's much quicker.
And park and take the shuttle in, and man, that's so much easier. And so you make it easy to get there. And then, you know, every time we do this, I like to mention a bit of Barry trivia.
I love it. Right? I love it. They're always fun.
What happens when you combine strawberry juice and honey? Besides the sticky drink,
it helps against sunburn.
Yeah.
Which is very much something we should know here in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And I never knew that until I started working with the festival.
Yeah.
And, you know, these things come out of the woodwork. And I like that most people think oranges have the most vitamin C. But actually, strawberries have more vitamin C than an orange. You don't know that when you're thinking of getting your vitamins.
There are all kinds of great things about strawberries. And so the California Strawberry Festival, there's so much you can always find it on the website.
It's just so much. We're on Facebook and our social media, and we're also doing contests. And so there's ways that you can win free tickets or also some incentives once you get to the festival to enhance your experience. So we encourage people to follow us on social media as well. What's not to love when it comes to strawberries? You know?
Exactly. That's why we love to come. And so 100.3 The Sound, we will be there, the California Strawberry Festival.
We'll see you there.